Hello to all of you. I want to take a little bit of time today to talk about 50, the Great 50, the Feast of Weeks, the Day of Pentecost, all of those things pointing to what this Sunday represents. This day, above all days, really is a beautiful visualization how we tie history to modern. How we tie God's plan from the very beginning to his plan of salvation through the life and death and resurrection of his son Jesus Christ, and how he ties it to future events that are still to be yet unfolded. As we look at this day, and I find myself in the midst of this day in a very interesting time in history. Many of us around the world on this day for this year are trying to figure out how we can start recovering and come out of this pandemic that we've all seen for the last several months, that is the COVID-19 virus, and how it has affected all of us and our world. Also on this day, many of us here in the United States and really even around the world are watching in horror as we see city after city have peaceful protests turn into violent riots sparked by those who would be filled with hate, those who want to cause destruction. And it saddens many of us. But this day is a day of hope. This day is a day of renewal. This day is a day of empowerment, not to cause harm, not to cause destruction, but to find peace, to find hope within the promised Holy Spirit that came from Jesus Christ and God our Father. This day, the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, as many of us know it as, can be found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23 and verse 15. And I'll read just a little bit of it there for you, where it says, "From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord." And then skipping down to verse 21. "On that same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live." You see, this is a standard way that God described his holy days in Leviticus 23, talking about them being an assembly, do not work on these days, it being a lasting ordinance for all to come. And this is the establishment where God sets aside, you will remember this day. But deeper into Old Testament thought, Old Testament history, Old Testament tradition is where Pentecost first shows up on the scene in Scripture. Now, I do want to tell you this is more traditionally based. This isn't anything that is explicitly pointed out in Scripture, but many, especially in the Jewish tradition, but also many other scholars, point to the day that Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai as being one and the same with the day of Pentecost, or what would be identified as the Feast of Weeks by God later on when God laid out the laws of the holy days to Moses and the people. And so we have this beautiful story of God intervening and stepping into mankind's life on this mountain and talking with Moses and giving him not some rigid laws that he had to follow, but really a key to success, a key to salvation, a key to be able to live our lives in accordance to the way God wants us to, so that we can be in communion with him and that we can be right in his eyes because we're doing what he has expected us. He gave us the expectations when he gave us the law. But of course, many of you know that Pentecost is actually something that also really shows up big time in the New Testament. You see, this is one of the very few days that the modern Christian church and the Jewish faith remember together. If you read through Leviticus 23 and read about all the holy days, you as a Christian, most Christians would realize, you know what, we don't remember these holy days anymore. These are things that we no longer do. Many people say that they're attributed to the Jews and should not be part of Christian faith, but there are some who believe that it should still be part of the Christian yearly faith as well. But Pentecost is one that bridges the gaps between both. It actually is a day where Christians and Jews remember the great works of God. Now, I will confess that many Christians in the modern Christian church today don't point back to the Leviticus reading of the Festival of Weeks or point back to a Mount Sinai event with the Ten Commandments to remember Pentecost, but they point back to Acts 2, when the disciples gathered together with many, many people in a room and the Holy Spirit entered the room and it descended on them like tongues of fire and everyone understood each other in their own tongue, no matter what language they spoke. And that miraculous event really is what is known as the birth of the Christian church. It was the spark that set fire to the world that brought about Christianity and the growth and the rapid growth of Christians throughout the world over the last 2,000 years. These 2 days represent God speaking with mankind. God actually stepping down into our lives. God really actually just stepping in to mankind and what we do on a day-to-day basis, showing up in a form that we can see and we can feel and we can hear. This is God's day of really stepping into each one of our lives. Of course, God is always in our life on a day-to-day basis, but oftentimes we show or see him showing up through other ways, maybe through, you know, other events or maybe through prophets or, you know, any way that you see God. But on this day particularly, he steps into life and gives us not a set of rules, but a set of standards, a set of, hey, do these kinds of things and your life will be better. And then he steps into life again, and we see him show us the power of his Holy Spirit and what it can do in each one of our lives when we let it set fire to our hearts. You know, I can't help but think about the fires that I've seen on TV around the cities of this country, the United States, and think about how fire is spreading because of hatred, how fire is spreading when buildings are burning. And when cars are set on fire and bombs are thrown at people and fireworks are used to spread hatred and harm. And I can't help but see how when we let God's fire set fire in our hearts, that will quench the hatred in our lives. It will help set apart love from hate. It'll make life and not death. God's fire, the fire of Pentecost, the fire of this day, is what drives we humans who believe in Jesus. One other thing I want to point out about these holy days, because I believe that all of God's holy days from Leviticus 23 work together to tell the entire story of salvation for all of mankind. And so you've heard me talk about in the past that the wave sheaf offering that happens really close to Passover and Resurrection Day is the day that Jesus is raised from the dead, but it is the day of the first fruit. It's called the first fruits, but it's really when Jesus became that first fruit of those who are raised from the dead. And Pentecost talks about the first fruits of the season and how we believers of God and Jesus Christ, the followers of Christ, we become those first fruits. And this is when we receive our inheritance. This is when we receive the promise of the life that we have to live forward to, because we become the first fruits of real human beings to be able to receive God's gift and inheritance. And then when you look on to the fall festivals, you see that there is another symbolism of resurrection, and that really points toward all of mankind or the rest of mankind receiving the inheritance of eternal life. And however that plays out, you know, that different people can argue different ways on those things, but I look to this day as history of God establishing his commandments to us to be able to set us aside from the world to live our lives better in following him. I look at this day Christologically to see that this is the time when the promised Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke of descends on mankind and grows like no other fire has ever spread. And I look at this time as prophetic and future to see that there is a time not too far away where we will truly receive God's inheritance and we will be blessed by this day and all days that God has created so that we can live with Him through eternity. My prayer is that we as a nation can heal from the events of these protests and riots over the death of George Floyd. My prayer is that we as a world can heal from the devastating impact that the coronavirus has had on so many of us, not only our health, not only our finances, but on our spiritual ability to trust and not fear just even walking out our front doors. And I pray that God can fill your heart, that God can set you on fire anew today to walk down your streets in hope and love, to sow seeds of peace, to sow seeds of grace for all those in this world who are hurting. Be that light. Be that fire that is from God, not that is from Satan, who is the devil. Blessings be to you on this day of Pentecost. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.